Next on News for the Soul, Inspiration to Creation with Nina Amir. Nina is known as the Inspiration to Creation Coach. She's an intuitive transformational catalyst who elevates consciousness by reminding you who you are, a spiritual being having a physical experience. She'll inspire you to rethink your limiting beliefs, rise to your potential, and become a powerful creator who can live a human life that feeds your soul. Please welcome Nina Amir back to News for the Soul.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Inspiration to Creation Show. I hope you are having an inspiring day so far, wherever you are. It is a great day. Every day is a great day, but it's a great day to get inspired and create something soul-aligned. Wouldn't you agree? So let's get in spirit, same thing as inspired, in spirit, and create something amazing together. I've been feeling a bit challenged with today's topic, so I'm eager, in my own life, I mean, not to present it to you, but in my own life, I've been having some issues. So I'm eager to discuss it with you, and, you know, so we can all use our freedom of choice or decision to create what matters to us. Now, before I dive in, as always, I want to remind you that there should be time for questions or coaching at the end of this episode. So if you do have questions about or would like to be coached on today's topic, which is your creative freedom to decide, please call or write in. I would love for you to call in so we can chat. I always say the same thing. I do not bite, but while emailed questions are good, and I love them, and I welcome them, they don't allow me to tap into your energy or have a conversation with you. So call in. Just dial 646-595-4274. Or if you do want to email your questions, as I said, I'm happy to get them. And you can do that to ontheair@tellus.net, ontheair@telus.net. And all that information is at newsforthesoul.com. So let's start creating, shall we? Excuse me. All right, so decisions. Some of us find it hard to decide about anything, including what to eat at a restaurant or where each day. I can tell you that I am not immune. As I said, I've been feeling a bit challenged with making decisions. Somebody, a coach of mine, told me that I need to cut out some things in my business. I've heard it before. But choosing what to get rid of and actually making the decision, it's been really hard for me. But, you know, we went to a restaurant last night, and I didn't choose anything new. I choose what I always get. It's a new restaurant, and I still got what I always get because I have a hard time choosing from a menu, especially if it has a lot of different options. Maybe you can relate. Ordering out, we order the same stuff always. Sometimes I stand in my closet trying to decide what clothes to wear. So the thing is that decisions help us create what matters to us. If we don't decide what we want, we can't create it. Nor can the universe respond to our choices and decisions. And we need to choose who to be, to decide to be someone who can create what we want. That's how we change ourselves and our results. Not to mention that, you know, there's choosing to be authentic as well. If you aren't making decisions, you aren't being authentic. You're not choosing to be authentic. You're not deciding to be authentic. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that closer to the end of this episode, so stick with me. And what about choosing or deciding to trust your intuition or follow spiritual guidance? I've talked a lot about that. And many, many people struggle with that. And then there are big decisions like leaving a marriage or changing a job or buying a car or moving. They can be tough decisions too, and believe me, I know, because I almost left my marriage and decided not to. Sometimes the words choice and decision are used interchangeably. So is a choice the same thing as a decision? Not exactly. So let's look at that before I go any further, because I always like to hone in on these words so we're all on the same page and we understand what they mean. excuse me again. Okay, so choice is often defined as an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities, or you could call them choices or options. So it's an action of choosing something freely after considering all the options. But to choose means taking a particular course of action from among the options available. So picking out one of the lunch specials on a restaurant menu is a choice. You're selecting one option out of all those on the menu. If what you want isn't on the menu, you can't choose it. You can only choose from what's on the menu. In psychology, making a decision is considered a cognitive process that results in selecting a belief or a course of action or whatever from several possible alternatives, from possible choices. So a decision is an act of selection or choice of one's actions from several alternatives. And when you see the options, you decide to choose one. It's the cognitive process choosing. So decide means to reach a conclusion after considering all the factors or all the possibilities. But actual choices are made when you feel your options are unlimited. So, for example, if you're asked to choose between vanilla or chocolate ice cream, you might select, or decide on chocolate, one of the two options. On the other hand, you might say, I don't want either of those flavors. I want mint chocolate chip. And that's an actual choice. And then, you've decided on that choice. And when you choose your favorite flavor and not the flavor offered, you made up your mind. You decided. Keep in mind that not choosing is also a choice, and you've probably heard that. It's not always a decision, though, sometimes you can choose subconsciously or habitually, and it's I'm not sure that's really a decision as much as a habitual mental process. And definitely not choosing is a choice not to change, that's for sure. So too often, people think that they're going to have no options or they only have one or two to choose from, like vanilla or chocolate. But you always have many, many options from which to choose. And if you don't like the options in front of you, you can find or create new ones. So if you don't enjoy your job, you can look for a new position or career. That's your choice. And if you decide to go with one of those choices, then obviously you've made a decision. Too often, though, we limit our options by thinking having more choices is impossible. But you can always create more choices or find more options from which to choose and then decide. And that's a choice, too. It's a mindset choice. You can choose to believe in limitation or believe in possibility. When you choose to believe in possibility, you can choose almost anything and make that decision into a reality. So what do you really, really want to change? We're going to talk about change. Choose to change it. Decide that you're going to change that thing. So you have these options and you choose one. You make the decision, a mental decision, that you're going to change that thing, and then you commit to doing that. You can always figure out how later. And you can always choose again, make a new decision and take new action to lead to whatever it is that matters to you. Because after all, if you choose, you decide, and you commit to that change, to that decision, to change you want, that you want to see in your life, action is the next logical step, is it not? But you have to choose to act as well, and you have to decide to act. Because acting differently, doing something different, ultimately leads to change. And it's easy to say, I choose to change. You can even say, I commit to change. But you still have to decide to do what it takes to change. You have to take some action. And that's how you finally create change, by making a choice and then another and another and making these decisions about what you choose. And each choice, each decision leads to the next option or possibility. So be willing to choose, be willing to go through the decision-making process, decide, and then you're going to create the change that you desire. So how do you make better decisions or make them more easily if you, you know, it's like me, you sometimes feel challenged to decide? Well, first of all, consider the fact that without decisions, you never make a choice. You don't make a choice about how to live, who to be, what to do, how to behave, what to think or believe, how to move forward toward your desired future, what to create. You stay stuck. Maybe you avoid decisions. You're afraid of the potential outcomes of your decisions, or deciding just feels hard. You don't like the options or the results you might create. Somebody might judge your decision. You know, maybe you've avoided confronting someone, changing jobs, going to the doctor for that persistent cough, like I have, or changing insurance companies. Do you think that by not deciding about something, about anything, that you've managed not to decide? Think again. You've decided. You just decided not to decide. Indecision is the choice to stay put, to not change, to do nothing different, or to do nothing. So the decision to avoid what you know you need to do. You know, and my question to you then is that the decision you want to make? I doubt it. If you're wondering how to make better decisions or wondering how to decide at all, look up Susie Welch for some advice. Susie Welch is a business writer for publications like Bloomberg Businessweek and O Magazine. And she created a strategy called 10-10-10. So to use 10-10-10, think about, and by the way, she has a book by the same name, 10-10-10. And you can think about and evaluate your decisions using three time frames. That's her process, three time frames. So you think about and evaluate your decisions based on 10 minutes, 10 months, and 10 years. So the way to use this strategy is to first choose a decision that you need to make. Okay, everybody got a decision that they need to make? Okay, now answer these questions. How will I feel about this decision 10 minutes from now? Next, how will I feel about this decision 10 months from now? And last, how will I feel about this decision 10 years from now? So if you answer in a kind of positive way to at least two of the three questions, then you know that you're going to feel good about your decision. Answer in a negative way, you know that you're going to not feel great about it. So, you know, I'll feel bad about this decision for the 10 minutes after I make it. But in 10 months, I'm going to feel happy, and 10 years from now, I'll be thrilled. Okay, that's a clear answer, right? That even though the decision doesn't feel good now, it's going to feel good later. And that's going to help you decide. So by asking yourself these three easy but pretty insightful questions, you can make decisions in just about every personal and professional aspect of life. Here's another method and something to consider. If you don't take action on your idea or intuitive hit or thought or decision or choice, in 5 seconds, your mind is going to squash it. That's according to Mel Robbins, author of the 5-second rule. You have to act fast because your mind is going to squash your choice or decision or idea because other thoughts follow on the first. Thoughts like, it's too hard, I'm too comfortable, I can't do it, it will cause problems, I'm afraid, I don't know how. All those thoughts are accompanied by feelings that don't support taking action. So the only way to create change or results, achieve your dreams, is to decide and then do what you don't feel like doing. You have to launch yourself into action to get things done. And according to Robbins, you don't stop to think. You just act, and you act fast. You make a decision, and then you act. What she says is knowing what to do will never be enough. Knowing why you need to do it will never be enough. If you don't start doing the things you don't feel like doing, you're going to wake up 1 year from today and be in exactly the same place. So you make a decision, and then you take action. And she defines the 5-second rule this way. If you have an impulse to change something, you must physically move within 5 seconds or your brain will kill the idea. So in what we're talking about, if you have the impulse to, you know, to make a decision, to choose something, and make that decision to choose it, you have to physically do something in response to that decision, or your brain is going to tell you not to decide, or that it's not a real decision. So you have to think about that. What decision have you made and not acted on immediately? You have to act on it immediately. Okay, so you apply the 5-second rule. So one of the ways to do that with decision making is to, for, you know, to tap into your gut instinct, your intuition, to make that decision, right? And you know, you listen to your intuition when you ask it about, you know, what is my choice, and then you decide to go with that choice, you know, and you can find out what your higher self or your soul is telling you to do, like don't eat the ice cream or leave a marriage or get a new job or go to the gym. And then as soon as you think I should or want to make that choice and that decision, you count backward to yourself. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, like a rocket taking off. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you take action. According to Robbins, focusing, the counting kind of focuses you on that commitment, that decision, and distracts you from the feelings and thoughts and excuses that are flooding your body and mind about why you shouldn't make that decision. So making a decision isn't enough. You can make a decision and have nothing change because you don't do anything differently. You have to take action. So, for example, if you decide to cut sugar out of your diet but you keep eating the same way as always, nothing is going to change. You haven't committed to your decision. You actually haven't really decided, and then you haven't committed to your decision by taking any action. But old Tony Robbins says that after you make a decision, you have to take massive action, massive action. That means for each decision you make, you need to develop an action plan that creates the results that you desire. So if you decide to stop eating sugar, for example, what is massive action? Cut out the sugar. Go through your house and, you know, your pantry. Cut out all, you know, throw away all the sugar. Stop putting sugar in your coffee. Stop purchasing products that list sugar as an ingredient. Stop eating cookies and candy and drinking juice or soda. That's how you take massive action. What if you aren't taking action? You think you've decided, but you aren't doing the things that go along with that decision. I've had more than one client say to me, Nina, I don't understand why I'm not taking action. I want to write a book or start a business or go live on social media, but I'm not doing the things I know I need to do. Why is that? How do I get myself to act? My response is always the same. You haven't really chosen. And more importantly, you haven't decided. You may have said, that's my choice, I want vanilla. But you didn't really decide it. You're still wavering between the vanilla and chocolate. You're not going to take action until you actually decide. So starting today, you have to start making better decisions. Or let me rephrase that. Not better decisions. You need to get better at making decisions. Don't worry so much about making better decisions. Just look at your choices and decide. Get better at making decisions. Stop worrying about making the right decision. Look, it's literally impossible to predict whether or not a decision will end up being the right one. So there's no point in stressing over making the correct choice. Plus, just make a choice. Plus, think about it. If you believe in the law of attraction, if you think you made the wrong choice, what the heck are you going to get? You're going to get the wrong choice. That's what you're going to create. So stop thinking about it being the wrong choice and just make a choice, make a decision and stick with it. Will it be scary to just let go and trust the decision? Yeah, at first, it might be kind of terrifying. But after a while, you'll not only get used to the idea of making a decision, you're going to learn to love it. You're going to discover your life is all the better for having made a decision. Each day will be less stressful and more carefree than the last. Think about it. When you have a decision to make, it's on your mind all the time and you're thinking about it and overthinking it. feeling all the feels that go with it. But once you've decided, it's over and done. It's decided. You might even find that you love making decisions. For that reason, it's like clearing out the clutter in your brain. Because remember, decisions is a cognitive process. You really might learn to love making decisions, and that's especially true when you see the results of making the decision. Again, as Tony Robbins likes to say, it's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. It's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. Those decisions predict your future. They create your future. You're standing in your power as a creator when you decide. If you're not making any decisions, you're not moving any closer to fulfilling your potential or living what could be your destiny or creating what really matters to you. In every moment, though, you're making choices. And those choices determine who you become, what you do and experience, and the results that you create. Every decision you make affects your identity, who you are being. You know, I talk a lot about identity. You have to decide who you want to be. And then, like, you know what it is you want, what you desire, what matters to you, what you want to create. And so who do you need to be to create that? Who would you be if you'd already created it? That person knows then what actions to take. So who do you need to be to take the actions to create what you desire? Every decision you make affects that identity. John Maxwell said, life is a matter of choices, and every choice you make makes you. Your choices become your identity, your life, your circumstances, your future. So that kind of begs the question, what decisions do you need to make to become the person you want to be and create the things that you really desire and that matter to you? Think about it. Because the choice is yours. No one makes you choose anything, just like no one makes you feel something because you choose to feel it. You may want to place blame elsewhere, but no one makes you feel a certain way or take a particular action or make a certain choice or decision. You do that. You choose. You decide. As a child, maybe you decided to reject the lazy part of yourself. And that's in air quotes, lazy, because somebody else judged you as lazy. You decided to reject that lazy part of yourself when you were judged for, let's say, reading instead of cleaning your room. And now as an adult, you choose to stop asking for what you wanted as a way to get along with your significant other. Or you decide not to work on your book project or instead do the laundry and become timid because your boss says you're too pushy and loud in meetings. Like, these are all choices and decisions that are your own. And each one impacts who you become and the life you live and the future you create. The Creator gave you free will and the ability to choose how to feel, what to do, what you want and how to behave, what to believe and how to show up in the world. Look at yourself. Look at yourself and look at your life, and you're going to see clearly the choices you've made to date. Seriously, the proof of your decisions and choices are all around you. Look in the mirror. Look at your life. Look at your circumstances. If you don't like what you see, choose again. Decide differently this time. You might consider yourself decisive or indecisive. In either case, the reality is that you're constantly deciding, constantly choosing something. Every moment you choose what to eat, what to wear, what to say, how to respond, what to do, how to feel. You don't even realize you're making decisions most of the time. Even when you do, you've actually made a choice long before you become consciously aware that you're weighing your choices and deciding. It's pretty interesting. There was a study published in Scientific Reports where researchers in Australia demonstrated their ability to predict basic choices that people in the study made 11 seconds before they consciously declared their decision. So they were weighing their options, and 11 minutes before they said, okay, I've decided, the researchers knew that they had decided. Study proved that participants had decided before they were aware of their choice. So it's a cognitive process that's happening, and you're not even aware of it, that you've already decided. So if you call yourself indecisive, the likelihood is that you have chosen something but don't want to own the decision. Decision's been made, but you're not owning it yet. Maybe you're afraid of making the wrong choice, or you're afraid somebody's going to judge your choice, and so you waver. But you've actually decided. You know what option you want. Some internet sources estimate that an adult makes about 35,000 conscious choices every day. 35,000 conscious choices every day. Studies suggest that individuals spend approximately 2 hours per day deliberating over decisions. 2 hours. Two hours of your day is spent just on decision making. The majority of decisions are made intuitively, relying on gut feelings or spiritual guidance rather than logical reasoning. Many are made agonizingly with overthinking galore and doubt that you can make the right decision. And that's why you get decision fatigue, which makes it harder to decide. It's hard for your brain to go through the process of decision-making when it makes too many decisions every day. So researchers at Cornell University said we make 226.7 decisions each day about what to eat alone. Almost 227 decisions about what to eat. Man, I can relate. I go ask my husband, what's for dinner? I don't know. What do you want to have? We could have this. We could have that. Every day. What do I want to eat for breakfast? Oh, my God. Like, am I going to have my granola with my, my blueberries? Or am I going to have challah with peanut butter and jelly? What am I going to have today? Think about it. How many decisions are you making about food? And then there are unconscious choices to add to the mix. And yet we all want more options to choose from. But the more choices you have, the harder it becomes to decide. The sheer number of choices you make daily can cause you to get a case of decision fatigue. That's from Medical News Today. They reported that decision fatigue is a psychological phenomenon surrounding a person's ability or capacity to make decisions. The theory surrounding decision fatigue is that a human's ability to make decisions can get worse after making many decisions, as their brain will be more fatigued. You can get decision fatigue from all types of decisions, large or small, simple or complex. But the effects of decision fatigue show up in a lot of different ways. The New York Times reported that the more choices you make throughout the day, the harder each one becomes for your brain, and eventually it looks for shortcuts. Usually, in either of two very different ways. One shortcut is to become reckless, to act impulsively instead of expending the energy to first think through the consequences, to go through that cognitive process, right? So it's like, sure, tweet the photo, what could go wrong, and you just do it. The other shortcut is the ultimate energy saver, do nothing. Do nothing, don't make a decision. Instead of agonizing over decisions, avoid any choice. But ducking a decision creates bigger problems in the long run. But in the moment, it eases mental strain. So if you've been making some out-of-character decisions or avoiding making any decisions at all, you may have decision fatigue. And again, keep in mind that not choosing is a choice. So consider the choices you make every day and see if you can reduce the need to make so many, because that's going to allow you to focus on your priority choices and to freely use your freedom to make your choices and decisions. I know people who have a closet full of white shirts and black pants. They have no need to choose an outfit when they get dressed each day. They just grab black pants and a white shirt. Others have their meals planned monthly and weekly in a repeated rotation so they don't have to choose what to eat each day. Mark Zuckerberg, shorts, flip-flops, sweatshirts. That's it. So how can you limit your choices so you focus on the ones that are going to make the most significant difference in your life? And since your choices and your decisions make you and determine your destiny, how can you be more careful about your choices, about your decisions? Don't make tons of unimportant decisions every day. Instead, focus on the important ones. Specifically, what choices do you need to make to change who you're being, what you're doing, how you're thinking, what you're experiencing, and the results you're creating? Let's break this down so it's a little easier to manage. Everything is a choice. You have the option to stay in an abusive relationship or get out. Pursue your dream of becoming a pilot or remain in your current job. Get out of bed when the alarm rings or hit the snooze button. Eat a salad or a bowl of ice cream. You are at choice all the time. That means you have the ability to choose, and each decision empowers you. Choose who you want to be and what you want to have or create. Then your decisions about what actions to take will follow naturally from that. And that includes what to do differently. That's what I'm always saying. Choose your identity, and your actions will flow out of that and create what really matters to you. You're free to make choices. Your choices give you the power to change yourself and your life, the ability totally yours. You have this freedom. You're always free to choose. So how are you going to exercise that freedom and that power? In every moment, you make choices that impact you in your life. Freely you do that. Many of them are unconscious, but their effect can still be felt in the moment and potentially for years to come. Make your next choice consciously. Choose what's best for you and your future and who you want to be and what you want to create. As Tony Robbins says, it's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. And remember that nothing happens until you decide. When you make a conscious decision, your subconscious responds, right? So every time you make a decision, your subconscious goes, oh, that was a decision, so now we're going to act this way. We're going to do these things, right? We're going to think this way. We're going to have these habits. That's why deciding to change your identity is so powerful. But the other thing is, when you make a conscious decision, the universe responds. The universe responds too. I'm trying to think of the quote I can't think of the quote. But if you're not creating what you want, you're not deciding that's what you want. And to powerfully create what you desire, you have to decide to have it now. Or you have to decide to be someone now who can do the things that create it. And be careful. Don't decide to want something, because that places you squarely in lack, in wanting. And the universe is going to respond to that vibration and give you more wanting, more lack. So finally, back to authenticity. I want you to think about this fact. If you aren't choosing, you aren't deciding, you aren't being authentically yourself, or fully authentic, I guess I should say. So for instance, if you struggle with food choices and you allow someone else to choose your dinner off a menu, you're not expressing your authentic self. If you struggle to choose clothing every morning, or let's say you go to the department store, you go to Macy's, and you have to ask the saleswoman or the salesman to help you find clothes and tell you what looks good on you to pick out your clothing, you're not being authentic. You're not allowing yourself to get to the place of choice, of saying, this is what I want, and this is what I choose, and I decide this. If you let other people tell you what career you should choose because you're overthinking it and you doubt, overthinking is all about doubting that you can make a good decision, then you're not expressing who you really are. It's not you being you. You're not expressing yourself fully. You're not expressing your preferences. Not expressing your desires or following your intuition or internal guidance. If you really like mint chocolate chip, don't be afraid to say so. Say, I don't want vanilla or chocolate. I want chocolate chip because that's who I am. I'm someone who likes chocolate chip. or mint chocolate chip. And that's who I am. I am someone who likes mint chocolate chip ice cream. It's who I am. I'm someone who likes to wear red clothes all the time. So our ultimate purpose really is to express ourselves fully and authentically. But you can't do that if you don't freely decide. Decide who to be, your identity, who to be, how to act or dress or speak or wear your hair or what to eat or what music to listen to. Every decision should be an expression of your free will, your freedom to choose, your freedom to decide. Then you're being authentically you. So I'm going to leave you with that for now, and I'm going to go check my email to see if there are any questions. I do have one that I'm going to answer first, though, before I even go look at my email. It came in at the end of the last episode, and I missed it. So that gives you a minute to go put in your questions if you want. Take a drink of water. Okay, so the question I got last time, I was talking about being careful about your words, the power of words, and that we create with our words. So that was last episode. You can go back and listen. And Denise in New York asked, and Denise, I'm sorry that I signed off before I got your question. I had looked at my email several times, so hopefully you're here and you'll hear this. She said, thanks for the great reminder today. I was wondering how literal you take the power of words to be. I heard a guest on this station a few years back discussing the power of words on a deep level, i.e. days of the week, W-E-E-K, phonetically equals days of the week, W-E-A-K. I'm wondering what you think about it. I think that we don't want to get into fear that, you know, if we say days of the week, and what we mean is days of the week, not days of the week, W-E-A-K, that suddenly we're creating that our days are all week. So I think we can go a little too far with that, Denise. I don't disagree 100%, but there's a lot of intention that goes into this. And so if your intention is that you're talking about the days of the week, and you're not talking about someone who is weak or days that will make you weak, then you know, if that's not your intention, then I don't think that you're going to suddenly create a whole lot of days where you feel weak. So just be careful about your intention. And, and I'm not saying that it couldn't happen. I just really think that it's a lot about the intention behind the words and the emotion. So when we say we want something, you know, we don't want to say that because the universe hears the wanting and we're in the vibration of wanting. And if we're wanting, then we don't have, so we're in the lack. I don't think if you say, you know, the days of the week, that you have this emotion around it about weakness. So that's my answer there. Okay, let me go to my email. Okay, why are there two here? Okay. So, questions. Wendy in New York. I'm trying to pick a career direction and figure out my life purpose. A coach I had in the past said, look at what you're naturally good at. The problem is I'm good at a lot of things, too many directions, so what do I do? Wendy, make a list of the things you're good at. Make a list of the things you're good at and then ask yourself which one you really like the most, which one floats your boat, which one you're passionate about, which one your intuition tells you to do, and then make a decision and go with that. You know, you said you're trying to figure out your life's purpose. So the other thing is, you know, you might try one and then it turns out that that's not the right path for you, and you'll figure that out pretty quickly because you're going to hate your job or whatever it is you're doing, or it's just not going to go well. So I wouldn't go in a whole lot of different directions because, believe me, I've done that. That's why I'm forced with giving up things in my business. But I would really tap in and ask your soul, what it is that you want to do. And you probably have made this decision. Remember that, 11 seconds? I bet you made this decision long before 11 seconds ago. I bet you know in your heart, in your soul, exactly what direction you want to go in. And so just decide on that. And anywhere where you're feeling flustered about it or indecisive, ask yourself whether your indecision has to do with something you've been told. Like, you shouldn't do that, that's not a good choice, whatever it is. You can't make money with that. That was mine with writing, and I still struggle with that to this day. You know, can I really make money as a writer? Okay, so hopefully that's helpful, Wendy. Lisa in Chicago. I always get two in my head when trying to choose and making decisions is very difficult for me. How can I get out of doing that? So first of all, getting in your head and overthinking, as I said, is a result of doubting that you can make good decisions. So you're doubting your decision-making ability. And you're getting into a focus on probably future potentialities, like, oh, if I make this decision, this could happen, and I don't want that, right? But what if you just think about the positive that could come out of a decision? If I decide this, this wonderful thing could happen, right? So that's the thing, is we usually are so focused on fear, you know, we're in fear that the negative stuff will happen, that we don't trust our ability to decide. So to get out of your head, stop doubting yourself. Tell yourself, I am a person who makes good decisions. I am a person who makes great decisions. I'm a person who has the resilience to make a new decision if my decision doesn't work out, right? So give yourself that permission to make the decision and have it possibly be a, air quotes, mistake, and just make a new decision, because you're free to do that. You have that freedom. Stop doubting yourself, okay? And then stop focusing on the future and the negative things that could come out of your decision, all right? Hopefully that helps. Leah in California. I was in an abusive marriage for 22 years, and I was very controlled by my spouse 24/7. Now that I'm free of that situation, I find it difficult to make decisions for myself. I'm not sure what I need to do to resolve this, so any advice that you have would be appreciated. So, Leah, I'm sorry that happened to you. And the fact is that you went through 22 years of programming. So your brain has been, you know, emotionally, but also your brain has been programmed that somebody else needs to make decisions for you or else you will be abused, right? Whether it's verbally or physically or whatever. So you've been programmed not to make decisions. If I were you, I would start, you know, I'm not a therapist, right, or an IST of any kind, but if I were you, I'd start making small choices. Because you said you find it difficult to make decisions for yourself. Start with something small, like what will I eat for dinner? Or go to a store and say I'm going to buy myself new shoes and decide on a pair of shoes. Or anything like that. Decide when you want to go to bed. Decide what you'll watch on TV. Decide when you wake up in the morning. Decide what you eat for breakfast. Just make small decisions constantly and reprogram your brain that it's okay for you to make decisions, that nothing bad happens, right? So you really have to reprogram your brain. You could also go to a site called Hypnosis Downloads. I think I've talked about them before. And you could buy yourself a hypnosis audio to listen to. I would bet that they have something on decision making. It's basically you're just reprogramming your mind. And you need to convince yourself, convince your brain and your emotional self that it's okay, it's safe to make decisions. Okay, so it's really about making it feel safe and reprogramming your thoughts around it. So just make, I know I said, you know, you don't want to get in decision overload, but make lots of little decisions and be clear about them. You might even get a journal and write down all your decisions. Okay? Okay? So hopefully that's helpful. Okay, Nicole, just so you know, somebody that I know, Greg, appears to have sent me an email with a question. So I think that's the case. I think that he is listening and says, question if you need it. I'm building an online community for those with a knot in their stomach on Sunday night. An online community like for people who don't want to go to work on Monday, so they have a knot in their stomach on Sunday. How does your deliberate choice commentary fit for people who know they need to change their career or work environment but won't take the action? Well, they haven't decided. They have choices, Greg, but they haven't decided, right? So it's the same as somebody telling me that she wants to start a coaching business or go live on Facebook and not doing it. So she has they have choices. Like, this person has choices, right? She can put out an email and get clients for her coaching business. She could set up an LLC. She could create a website. She could do any number of things to begin moving in that direction, right, to express her decision to start a business, right? But if she hasn't actually decided, she's not going to do that, right? So for your people, they hate going to work on Monday. They need to decide, I am no longer going to work at this particular job on Monday anymore. That's my decision. And maybe I can't take action, like quit my job today, but I can decide this is what I'm doing. I am now someone who is no longer going to have a knot in my stomach on Sunday night because I know that I'm creating a new option for myself. That's my decision, to create a new option for myself. Right? And so once they've decided that, then they can begin creating a plan. So what do I do next? The other thing, Greg, is that they need to change their identity from I am someone who has a knot in my stomach every Sunday night because I don't want to go to work on Monday to somebody to I am now someone who wakes up Monday morning, like goes to bed on Sunday night so excited for Monday and jumps out of bed on Monday, you know, just can't wait to get to my desk and do my life's work or the work I'm passionate about. They need to change their identity. And when they change, because you don't, I talk about this a lot. I don't know if you've heard me say this, but you can't decide that, you know, you'll be happy with your job once you have a new job. You have to decide to be someone who's happy with their job, because then you will take the actions necessary to create that job. Right, so it's like, you know, I'll be happy when I'm rich. No, you have to be happy now, and then you'll be able to do the things to make you rich. Or you have to be the person. You put yourself in that future self so that you can say, okay, this is who I, you know, I can see this is what this person is like, and so how would they have created this job they love? So I hope that's helpful, Greg. I talk a lot about identity. You can go back through some of the episodes or look at my blog, and there's lots of information there on identity and how when you choose who to be, you will then have the mindset and actions of the person who would create whatever it is you want. But yeah, it's not be. You know, I'm going to do the thing so that I have it and then I'll be whatever. It's be, do, have, or as I like to say, be, act, create. All right, so I don't see anything else coming in from Nicole, and it is 12:52. So I hope you found this episode helpful. I know making decisions can feel hard, but you can do it, and it will change your life. Anyway, on to shameless self-promotion. One way to keep in touch with me that I haven't talked a whole lot about, I did mention it last time, is to receive my Sunday soul notes in your email box. It's a brief email with a graphic that includes a note from my soul to yours. I sit down each week and I ask my soul what it wants to share. I write it down and send it off to people who've requested it. The email also includes links to my latest blog posts and YouTube videos, so it's a nice way to stay in touch. And all you got to do is go to ninaamir.com/soul-notes. /. Nina, everything is always ninaamir.com, ninaamir.com/soul-notes/. Okay, there are lots of ways to work with me. I suggest you go to my main site, ninaamir.com, and you'll see on the site, it tells you, you know, you can click through and you'll see how you can work with me. The Inspired Creator Community right now is, you can get on the waiting list if you would like to be in that group come August. We do personal and spiritual growth there and work on identity and all the stuff I talk about here on the radio show. If you're interested in transformational coaching with me, personal and spiritual growth coaching one-on-one, one of the decisions I've made is not to do one-on-one coaching, at least right now. You can see I'm wavering. I'm still kind of in the, I say I've decided, but I may be a little bit in the choice position there. But right now I'm not doing any one-on-one coaching, but you can get into my transformational coaching group, the Inspired Results Coaching Group. And that may be more affordable to some of you. Okay. And so once a month I go live and I answer questions. It's just hot seat coaching, and you can join the members of the Inspired Creator Community for that 90-minute session. And it's a good way to get a taste of the Inspired Creator Community. And so if you go on my website and you just click on the Inspired Results Coaching, or I think it's a transformational coaching, scroll all the way down the page of the transformational coaching sales page, and you'll see it says group coaching, and click there. Again, it's going to be more in line with your wallet potentially, and it's a great program to be in if you want to get coached on personal and spiritual growth and law of attraction and all that stuff, the stuff I talk about here, and to do it in a group. Groups are really, really powerful. You learn so much from each other. And again, you get a little taste of the Inspired Creator Community. Of course, read my blog at ninaamir.com. Watch my YouTube videos. Just go to YouTube and search for Nina Amir or Inspiration to Creation Coach. I also offer intuitive readings. Go to ninaamir.com/intuit. And follow me on social. Just search for Nina Amir or Inspiration to Creation Coach. That is it for today. I want to thank you all for listening and for the questions. The questions really make it for me. If I get questions, I feel like I'm really helping you individually. And I know that your questions, one person's questions, probably help so many other people. So thank you for the questions. Thanks for listening. And until I talk to you next, go out there and achieve more inspired results. Bye, everyone.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.